This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska, Truth Seeker of the Far North. And I think it's the fantasy land, 16 below when I looked at it about 9 o'clock, and I'm afraid to go out and look at the thermometer anymore. Beautiful trees are all covered up with ice and frost, and so evidently Jack Frost, that fictional guy, must be running around up here. I'm not sure what goes on in Alaska. We have Santa Claus supposedly at the North Pole up there by Fairbanks. I've never caught him yet, or his reindeer. Then we got Jack Frost out here messing around with these trees, putting all this white stuff on. I'm not sure what's going on up here, but we live in the fictional world anyway. Almost everything we see is a lie. I guess I can live with it. But boy, I tell you what, 16 below, if I was had the money, I makes one want to become a snowbird and boogie on down to places farther south somewhere. Texas, Florida, or Old Mexico, or Cancun, or one of those, I don't know. Of course, I haven't been to a lot of those places, but it's a nice thought, especially when it's so nippy outside. Oh, but at least it's not like up some of the other places we've had last night up in the 50, 60 below weather around Alaska. That is really nippy. Anyway, today we're going to talk about the Wesley Snipes tax issue. But before we get started on that, we've got another of the many thousands going across America of kidnapping children, holding them for ransom, and trying to sell them into slavery, adopt them out for money. Unbelievable, but only in America. And Mark, are you there, Mark and Greg?
Mark and Becky, yes, we are here.
Okay, Becky. Why don't you just tell us briefly what you were doing when in the great state of Florida, and then you have what, one child, Andrew, right?
Yes, sir. We have one child together. We were visiting my mother. I got permission from his pediatrician that when he was almost 6 weeks old, it was all right for him to travel. So we took him to meet his grandmother. Go ahead, Mark.
His grandmother lives in Florida. We came to spend about a week with her in Orange City. The weather was bad. We didn't get to go to the beach or anything. So we had a friend that was staying over on Clearwater Beach. He invited us to come over and spend a little bit of time with him. And we traveled across the state of Florida there. And the air conditioner went out on our truck. And we had sort of an old truck. It had a new motor and stuff in it, but, you know, it didn't look really that great. We ended up getting pulled over there, and our son's got some birthmarks, medical term for them, stork bites.
Or strawberries.
Strawberry marks. He had one on his side of his head, and he had one on it under his arm there, and one on his back. And
they decided we'd been beating our child. Another officer took me to the side and said, if you're willing to sign the statement that your husband's been abusing you and your child, then we won't take you to jail. We'll take you and your son to a safe house, and your husband will go to jail. And I refused to sign, so they took us both to jail and took our son away in an ambulance.
How long did you spend in jail?
15 days, and then they turned us loose with they charged us with felony child neglect and felony child abuse. They dropped those because they said there wasn't enough sufficient evidence. So they dropped the charges. They turned us loose in the middle of the night with no money, no place to go. Our truck was an impound. We didn't know where our son was.
They ended up they wouldn't give him back to us because they said I had some blemishes on my past record.
So they gave us a choice to either do the case plan or fight it, and it wouldn't get into court for 6 months, and then we'd have to do the case plan anyway. So we wanted our child back expedited, so we decided to go ahead and do the case plan.
Now, if I understand, too, here, you had a little bit of a disagreement at the beach or something over there, and some friend, if you could call him a friend.
There were some people over there drinking. That was at our friend's motel there, and we had a little disagreement about staying, but neither one of us wanted to stay.
We didn't want our son subjected to that.
Hold on just a minute. The music's coming on, and we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Ralph Kermit Winterroad, the second, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and we have Mark and Becky, what's the last name?
Dunlap.
And they're telling us about how they came down to visit the great state of Florida from Tennessee, and went out to a party, and they had a minor dispute amongst themselves, and I've been married three times, and you know, we never had one dispute ever. Do you believe that?
That's almost impossible.
I got some some white sand I'd like to sell you down here on Turnigan Arm. People had disputes. So what? This is life, folks. And anyway, somebody called in to the police, and they got stopped, and they spent a couple of weeks in jail, and because their son had some birthmarks, and then they turned you loose, and they didn't even say they were sorry, I'll bet, did they?
No, they didn't. They just handed us our paperwork and told us to leave the premises at 12 o'clock at night.
Did they ask you if you had had fun in there after a couple weeks in jail and having your son taken away, which was nursing, and he was, what, 6 weeks old?
Yes, I was weaning him, but yes, he was nursing. He was 6 weeks old. He's now 21 months old, and he's been in the system this entire time. We've completed our case plan and jumped through all the hoops, and the worst part is this last time we went to court, They've told us that it's not good enough, even though they've okayed it and approved it. It's now not good enough. They want us to redo the entire case plan, which will, you won't believe monetary how much that's going to add up to. But the worst thing was when the social worker, our social worker, told me that, well, we've changed our goal from reunification to adoption. And I asked her, how can you make that decision? She said, oh, it's not up to me. But don't worry, if it does happen, you and your husband are young, you can always have other children. And that's like making the child we have now null and void, like he's not important. We can just forget him and move on and have other children. He's at an adoptable age, they said.
And he's a very cute baby, too. And he's also in medical foster care.
He's one of them high-dollar ones that we can get $10,000 a pop for down in Florida, because if he's adopted by somebody that's a Florida employee, they pay $10,000 for your son.
Then, yeah, I'd say he's high dollar. He's not high dollar to us. He's our life.
And then what they've done here, and let me give you a little scope of this, is what they do, and you tell me if this is true. Once they get it, you have a few court appearances, and all of a sudden we got the Safe Child Coalition, because this is in Pinellas County, which is a front name for YMCA, that good Christian group, hoo-ha. And what they do is they say, guess what? You'll get your son back. All you got to do is complete the case plan. So they give you a whole bunch of junk to do that has nothing to do with anything, and you complete it, and then they all of a sudden say, we need to change the case plan. That's not going to work. You need to have to do some more case plans. Is that about correct?
Exactly. They want to repeat the entire thing.
She made the comment to us one time about it's been more than a year, and they automatically change it over. They start looking at adoption after a year.
That's exactly what they do, because they can only have, I forget the number, I think it's 312 over a year. And the trip point is that 1 year they can keep you running around in the case plan, and then all of a sudden they have to, in Pinellas County, they have 272 children that they are going to randomly pick. And they're going to take them away from the parents, and they're going to adopt them out. And if they can get them into the Florida employees, then they sell them.
Well, if that's the case, I'd move to Florida, become an employee, and come up with $10,000 to get my own child back.
No. They actually give you $10,000. What they do is the federal government and the state of Florida gives the people that adopt them $10,000.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's, you go down there and say, I like that baby right there. Oh, by the way, is there any money coming? Oh, yeah, I'm a Florida employee. Here comes a check for $10,000. Wow! And I get to have schooling costs put into this and medical costs. Wow, this is pretty beneficial. How many of them kids can I get anyway?
They've treated us really bad, too, ever since the very beginning. They've completely nitpicked us. Should have seen what happened in court the other day. It was just unbelievable. I just couldn't believe it was happening to us.
Even my own lawyer was trying to shush me, and I was determined to be heard.
Well, what I want to tell you is, believe nothing in there. They're all in on it. The attorneys are getting paid off of the milk of the tit of the cow that's sucking from the federal monies. The judge has a contract. What you say, the truth is irrelevant in that court.
Well, I do believe my attorney's trying to help me.
And the Safe Child Coalition people that show up are independent contractors. They don't even have any standing in that court. They're called independent contractors. That's what it calls in their thing. And the sheriff, the police that get involved in this, they're independent contractors. Translated, they're armed mercenaries for money to kidnap children. So the question becomes, have you ever beat your child?
No.
No, never.
Never. We never would, no. Absolutely not.
The worst thing I've ever done is tell him no.
So it was just birthmarks?
Just birthmarks.
When they got the medical records from Tennessee and they realized that it was just birthmarks, they turned us loose, but it was already too late. That we were in the system. They pretty much give us no choice. They either do the case plan and get your baby back, or fight us and then do the case plan and then get your baby back. We didn't realize this. It's all set up to where we can't get him back. It looks almost impossible for us to get him back. We've done everything they've asked us to do, and they've just nitpicked it, apart.
Well, just because you're not perfect, you're not saints, are you?
No, absolutely not. We're going to make mistakes.
Okay, well, then you're going to lose if you're not a saint. And even if you were, if two saints, see, what you don't even know is that in this thing, if you had an argument They're taught down there to say, even though nobody touched anybody, that the child suffered mental injury. That's what they have right in their standing operating procedures to kidnap Andrew.
We weren't standing out there screaming. We were just having a little argument inside our truck.
No, that's fine. It doesn't make any difference to these people. All they do is say, well, there was some disagreement. Somebody says it. It's all hearsay. It's irrelevant what it is. The scary part of this thing is the truth is irrelevant.
I've got to tell you what a three-ring circus it was. I mean, you know, my lawyer just didn't want me to interrupt the judge or interrupt the state's attorney, but I was determined to be heard. You know, I was determined to be heard because they did not want to give us a voice. So, I mean, I didn't interrupt anyone, but the minute someone stopped talking, I started in. I was going to plead our case. We were going to be heard. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it did no good.
How long has it been now?
That was on the 29th.
No, but how long have they had your son?
Since he was 6 weeks old, and he's 21 months old now. And we haven't missed a visit. We come more than you believe all the way from Tennessee, which is very expensive. We've been here three times in 3 months.
We try to come every 6 weeks or every 2 months at least, you know. They were letting us go to the foster mom's house, which she's great. You know, she at least he's got somebody that's taking care of him, you know. It could be a lot worse. I've heard some worse cases where they put these children with people that don't really take good care of them, but, you know, at least she's done a pretty good job with him.
But then we started forming a really solid attachment with our son. He was calling us Mama and Daddy, and so they wanted to wean him away from us since they're changing the goal to adoption, so they lessened our visits to 1.5 hours at the center, the children's center, so supervised 1.5 hours.
What, per week or per month?
It's supposed to be per month, but they let us see him, you know, every day if we're here for 4 or 5 days because we're coming so far, they make an exception.
We don't have a lot of money, so we're not able to come as much as, you know, we'd like to. Like, through Christmas, we spent 2 weeks down here, and instead of, you know, staying 2 or 3 or 4 days in a motel room, we just slept in our truck so we could spend extra time and get those extra visits in. You know, before the Christmas holidays, we were able to come and visit with him over at the foster mother's house, and, you know, we could stay half the day or all day long or whatever. But since they're doing this now, they've cut it back to the Help a Child Center.
And as soon as he gets used to us again, it's time to go. And I've got to, you know, they've got to see surely that there's some kind of abandonment issues going on with him when we're there for several days and we bond again and then we just disappear for any length of time. That's got to be very confusing.
Well, I just can't imagine because they hold up. What is so evil about this is they hold up that if you do all these things, you'll get your child back.
Well, see, they
and then they keep changing the case plan so that you can't win.
They accepted it before. I'll give you an example. They wanted me to do, I think it was 26 or 28 weeks of batterer's intervention classes. And I went to like 9 classes at one facilitator that done the classes, and it was like an hour and a half drive from me. And it was like $40 or $35, can't remember exactly. And I did a bunch of classes there, and I found a place that was 15 minutes down the road, and it was only $15 for the classes. So I went and finished up. They told me they wanted so many weeks, like 25, 26 weeks or something. And I went and done those, and I got the documentation and sent it to the Tammy Knox, which is a social worker, sent it to her. She approved it. And then when we went to court, she says, "Well, that's not going to work. They want a certificate of completion." So I went back and I got a certificate of completion for the batterer's intervention course and brought it back. And they, "Oh, well, that's fine." I went to court. They said, "No, that's not fine. This last time, they want me to go back and redo everything because I went to 2 different places to do the classes."
You know, somebody told me that the YMCA and the YWCA has a lot to do with these particular establishments. And the funny thing is, my class was done through the YWCA, and they're not okaying it. They're saying, no, it's not good enough, and I don't understand that at all.
Well, the YMCA is a not-for-profit sitting behind the scenes, hidden under the name of the Safe Child Coalition, which is a mere program. It has no legal existence. It's a means by which they stay back hidden in the trees because we wouldn't want our good name out there for people to associate all of the evil, dastardly deeds. And in Pinellas County, their contract is worth $125 million.
Wow.
And they are bounty hunters because they have actual 272 children they have to adopt out. out of the children they kidnap, 5% of them. 5% can be thrown away, sexually abused, and no big issue. When the hear the music, we'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned. Unbelievable information, and it's happening all across America.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, we're back for a break here. Ralph Kermit Winter Road II, Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska. And we got Mark and Becky on concerning kidnapping of their child just by going on vacation in the great state of Florida. And they get your child, and then what they do, they hold him until the completion of the case plan. It has nothing to do with anything that Becky or Mark have done. The only issue before the court is the case plan. Did you complete it, yes or no?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
But they're going to say you didn't, and that's the only way to stop their particular, they will put in to have a termination, parental rights termination, because based only on one issue, did you complete the case plan? It has nothing to do with are you good parents, bad parents, were you beating your child, were you beating their wife, or was the wife beating the husband? All of that is irrelevant. It's right in the Florida statute. It's only about the case plan, and the party that administers that is the YMCA, and it says right in their contract they are to administer based on the case plan for maximum money.
I just want to say anything. I just want to say one thing, if it's all right to any listeners out there. If you're going through what we're going through, don't give up, because that's what they want you to do. They want to back you into a corner and wear you down until you feel like you're beaten and there's no choice but to just throw up your hands and give up. Don't give up. Let them know you're not going to give up.
Well, I've been working with Greg Pound, and I'm doing an expose on the Florida issue. And there are things such as habeas corpus to be filed. There also is to fight them, because when they go into court for this stuff, they will do it under the Safe Child Coalition. This entity has no standing. Not only that, it's sitting behind the window or the protection of the YMCA, and that is a independent contractor which has no standing in that court. It's an independent contractor. If they want to try to get your child that way, they must bring the contract in the court. And they must disclose, which they don't, is the judge is bound by that contract. He's part and party. He has a financial interest. And the judge is not independent in that case. He's bought and paid for.
It certainly seemed that way to me when we were in court. It seemed like everybody was against us, everybody.
Well, they're all bought and paid for, because they don't tell you they have these private law contracts, which Greg Pound has, I made him aware of them, and he's been doing the legwork to find these things. They're there, and they don't want you to know that they exist, and they don't disclose it. They're all in on it. It's a crooked card game. And unfortunately, your child is the prize. And what they're doing is tearing families apart. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to have a child taken away, especially when you understand you didn't do anything wrong and there's no reason behind it.
The hardest thing to do is to leave our son every time we have to leave Florida and return to Tennessee.
My wife had a stroke in jail when they put us in there. They wouldn't tell us anything about our baby, you know, and she was going crazy in there, you know. She her blood pressure got up so much she had a stroke, and she ended up in the hospital while we were in jail.
Oh, my God. And how old are you, ma'am?
I just turned 36 in January.
Wow. Is there any permanent damage or?
No, I have some side effects. I guess that I don't know if they're going to be temporary or long standing, and they do make some things difficult. But I'm learning to get around it the best I can. You know, what else can you do? We're putting all our finances into retrieving our son, so I can't exactly afford physical therapy or anything like that.
And it's just, could you have believed anything like this would happen?
We would never have thought in a million years.
Yeah.
If we would have done something wrong, I could understand, but we haven't done anything wrong. We haven't abused our child. We love our baby, you know. Still yet, you know, at least two or three nights a week, you know, she cries herself to sleep, and I lay awake all night long and think about it. We love our baby, and we want our baby to come home with us, and we want to raise him, you know, and make a good person out of him, and we need him in our lives, and it seems like nobody cares.
Well, what they do is they tear families apart, and then they look at all your past, and you've got this, and oh, you've got that. Well, then, therefore, you just can't be a good parent, so... I know a gal up there that weighed 300 pounds. So does it mean that fat women can't have children?
I don't agree
just
at all.
That. Yeah, so what? And does it mean that people haven't got crossways with this corporate fascist police state at some point in their life can't have children? What's that got to do with raising a child?
I wish we had the money to hire some, like O.J. Simpson lawyers or something so we can get him, but you know we don't have the funds for that. We're just scraping and scratching, trying to, you know, it's hard for us. We come down here and spend, you know, a week or 10 days or 2 weeks at a time and try to visit with him as much as we can, and it takes away time from work, you know, and it costs a lot of money, and we don't have the money to afford to pay for a lot of bulldog representation, you know, to help us. So we're just kind of got our backs against the wall here. We're just at their mercy.
Well, my hearts go out to you, and stay tuned with Gregory Pound, because we're going to get his children back, and you can use the type of stuff that's still going on over there. It can be done. It will be done. And the only reason why they get away with this is because Americans are sitting on their butts. The churches are sitting on their butts. The senators and the congressmen and governors are in on it. The judges are in on it. Believe nothing in that court. It's all an illusion. And fight like hell and never surrender.
It does look like an orchestrated play. It seems that way. Every time we've been to court, it seems like they know what's going to happen before it happens.
It's really good that somebody's listening to us finally. Thank you. Thank you for the chance to let us speak out.
Well, thanks for having the gumption to come on, and don't surrender and stay in touch with Greg, because it ain't over yet.
We will. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Okay, thank you, Mark and Becky, and God bless.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business, and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. Nice, bright, sunny day. Jack Frost is still running around out there. I don't know if I dare go outside. I haven't checked the temperature. It was 16 below this morning, so a little nippy. Greg, are you on the line with us?
Thank you very much for letting me come back on. I just wanted the audience to look at on the website we just put together on MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/Greg4Sheriff. I'm running for sheriff in Pinellas County, and what I'm doing is I'm exposing what's going on in the corruption here in Pinellas County. And just this past Friday, when you go to that website, you'll be able to watch how the Largo Police Department came in on me and while I was sitting in a restaurant, and just watch this whole scenario and what happened. and I put it on the webpage. I put that on myspace.com / Greg for Sheriff so people can see what's going on here and what they're trying to do. I'm not going anywhere. They're going to give me my kids back or they're going to kill me. There's only two things that are going to happen. They're going to give me my kids back or they're going to kill me. I'm not going to do nothing wrong. They're going to do the wrong, and they'll be held accountable for what they've done. But I'm not going nowhere without my kids. Me and my wife will die for our children, and if that's what it takes, I'm required as the man to die for my wife and my family, and this is where I'm at. So I just wanted to get that out, Ralph, and I thank you very much for interviewing us and allowing this be an access of exposure to what's happening to us here in Florida.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on, and the only reason why it keeps happening is because we got a lot of people out there sitting on their butts, don't want to get involved or won't believe it, but that's why we're here, is to get the real, unfiltered, uncensored truth out. We're allowed to do that on republicbroadcasting.org, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and you can go on the Internet and listen live. I highly recommend that... if you've got any money, if you want shows like this one to be out there, it takes money for them to be on the air. The Internet's not free. And then I have some lists. I have one, a special list, where I put out attachments on for $120 donations, which I use to try to help me try to get by because I live below the poverty line here right now, getting this information out. And I have three free lists that you can join, but it's Just Belly, J-U-S, and then Bell, like you ring a bell, JUSBELLI.com. And my email is Ralph, RALPH, at JustBelly.com. If you want to contact me, I try to answer all emails. And if you don't hear from me, email me again, because sometimes I get off in the junk section and they get discarded. Well, I'm going to talk the rest of the time here about the Wesley Snipes trial. As far as Richard Bernhoff and Wesley and his attorneys at this time, I have had no contact with Bernhoff or Wesley when he had Bernhoff as his attorney. I would say that it's a fact, Robert Bernhoff is probably the best attorney firm out there if you have an issue to deal with the Internal Revenue Service, like Wesley Snipes did. And unfortunately, Eddie Kahn and Rosalie, Eddie Kahn was the person that had a couple of organizations set up, and Rosalie was the accountant that was filling out the information. He's an accountant, I guess, that lost his license for whatever reason, and he was filling out the accounts for refunds. But the defense that Bernhoff used for Snipes is probably the best defense that could have been done based on the fact they did not challenge, and I repeat, did not challenge the 861 argument to validate it. They did not challenge the individual income tax returns of who has to file it. What Snipes relied upon from all the information that I got and from reading their briefs, is that Wesley Snipes was relying upon two professionals. And that's an excellent defense for him because, there's law that when you rely upon professional advice and depending on how it's done, then you have a defense. So that for Snipes is the best defense because he doesn't have to challenge the 861 argument, which, by the way, is valid, which Larkin Rose, by the way, that's put this out, still doesn't understand it, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit, and it's unbelievable. And the individual income tax returns do have to be filed by certain people that have a certain status. It's absolutely. It's been held by even these kangaroo courts, the circuit courts of the United States. I've got out of the Ninth Circuit two cases. I've got it out of the Eighth, the Sixth, the Fifth, the Fourth. I've got it under the signature of a Department of Justice attorney. I got it under a Rhode Island judge. How many times does it have to be said? And people just won't listen. They listen to this patriot nonsense, and I'm not saying it in a derogatory manner, but check out the information. I gave all this information to the Freedom Law School down there. They have a $100,000 reward if you can show them. And, of course, they say, oh, well, it's a statute. And I stayed an hour and a half in a conference call with it. I never can remember how to pronounce his name. The guy that's the head of the Freedom Law School with a bunch of nonsense. Selling nonsense to a bunch of people. And they want it by statute. That I will. But like his response was, well, we can't rely on the courts because they're all crooked. Actually, if you want to believe the truth, most of those court decisions are on. You just have to understand who they're talking about. They usually start off with a stipulation, the taxpayer. Well, wait a minute. How can you have a stipulation if none was ever made? Well, if you're a taxpayer, then the court decision's right on. If they said, well, you're a French citizen or a British subject, well, then obviously if you're going to go ahead and talk about the French laws or the British laws, then it has application. There are key words in these court cases that trip. And if they make stipulations which nobody's ever made. And people don't get it. Let me just give you one of these cases. This particular case here happens to be, let's see which one have I got here. This is United States versus Hicks. Now, this is a Ninth Circuit case. And this is a 1991 case. This is one they like to cite. And if you come down here and you read right in it, it said, it is the tax code itself without reference to regulations that imposes the duty to file a tax return. And they give a case out of the Fourth Circuit. However, even if we suppose the duty to file tax returns can be understood only by reference to regulations, the IRS has duly promulgated sufficient regulations. 26 CFR 6011-1 and 6012-1 to make the duty clear. The code requires that persons such as Hicks make a return as found in 26 U.S.C. section 6012. Is that ambiguous? I don't think so. Seems really clear to me. Has nobody ever heard of these cases? Why won't they believe it? I've got 10 cases that are cited cases, unpublished cases, several of them. I've got it under the signature of a DOJ. I've got it under the signature of a judge, a United States District Judge, even though she's not a constitutional judge. And they say in the indictment, we don't have to tell you. Yep, that's what they say. We don't have to tell you it's in 6012. You had enough information to know the penalties over in 7203 or some one of those 77,000 numbers. We don't have to tell you. Now, why is it they don't just come right out, just like this court case, and say, hey, all you slaves out there, well, we can't say slaves. We're going to use the word citizen. We'll use a generic term. That's a nice term, like democracy. Which we do have, unfortunately, but we're not supposed to have a constitutional republic. Why don't they just come out and say, guess what? We're going to charge you in the indictment for a willful failure to file, and under the common law, the law is 6012. By the way, it's a law of Congress, which only has application where Congress has plenary power, acting as a state and a federal government in the district and territories. It's not a law of the United States. That's another complicated thing to understand, but when you see it, when Congress has plenary power, absolute power, they operate in two capacities. They only have that authority in the district, territories, and within the need for buildings and all that, it has to be under Article 1. In the territories, it's Article 4. In the district, it's Article 1 because it's there. And that's the only place, the District of Columbia, where they can put an Article 3 and an Article 1 and mix them up, and you are not going to know what you're talking about.
or who you're talking to. But here is a case right here, just one of many, Hicks. It says right out they put the regulations out under 60.1611-1 and 1.6012-1. Now, to me, and it says the code requires persons to make a return under 6012, and it says they put out the regulations in 26 CFR 1.6011-1 and 1.6012-1. Now, the courts seem to know this. Why don't the people get it? Why don't the attorneys bring this up? The judge always, like he said in Snipes' trial, where I'm going to give you the law to the jury. Did he do it? No. Did anybody object? I wasn't there, but I doubt it. I don't know. I have no way of knowing because I don't have the transcript of what happened in there. Burnoff and those and Barnes and those guys are not stupid by any means. Like I say, I think they're the best law firm out there if you want to deal in this corrupt system. But you go down and look at the jury instructions. Now, this is right out of the jury instructions. This was docket 417, which I got to believe was on Pacer. And this is in the 11th Circuit. They do them different in the other circuits, and I don't know if they've recently changed them in the 11th Circuit on their model jury instructions. I've got to go back and see when they updated it, because I've been raising so much cane. Maybe these guys are starting to get a little shiftier. But it states it right here. And by the way, you should always look at jury instructions. The jury instructions is the mandate that the people that are sitting on the jury use to judge the facts. That's the standard of review. If they told you rape was legal, then you wouldn't have rape. That's what they give to the jury. Do they really understand what's going on? Most of them don't. How would they? But that's not where the real problem lies. It's not. I mean, there is a major problem in the juries because they're clueless. They're all taxpayers. The judge is a taxpayer. The attorneys are taxpayer. And you're trying to convince somebody that you don't have to be a taxpayer. But let's go look at the jury instructions. Very interesting. This is on page 16. This is Title 26, United States Code, Section 7203. Makes it a federal crime or offense for anybody to willfully fail to file a federal income tax return when required to do so by the Internal Revenue laws or regulations. Or regulations. Now, let's just take a quick pause here. Under the common law, if you have a law that's broken, the penalty is associated with it. You do something, there's a penalty right there with it. Now, why don't they do that in these courts? And I'll get to that in a minute. There's a reason why they do all these things. I like logic. I like to, as a evidence must be connected and not disjointed and not my opinion. I read their stuff. I believe every word they write. I'm a sucker. I just wish they quit writing this nonsense because I've learned to understand it after thousands and thousands of hours of chasing rabbit holes, going absolutely nowhere and getting my butt kicked. So let's go read and see what it says. Now these are technically supposed to be called ultimate facts or essential elements. And what that means is these issues have to be present. It's like if you were stabbed with a knife, well, an essential element is a fact. There must have been a knife. Otherwise, you can't be stabbed by a knife. Now, this is the first one in this on page 16. They have three. First, that the defendant was required by law, what by law means by Congress, or regulation. That should read substantive or substantive regulation, which has the force and effect of law, which means it has a statutory authority. Because these guys are all agencies. IRS, all this, the whole world is all agencies. We don't have a government anymore. They're agents of somebody. So, the defendant was required by law, Congress, or regulation to make a return for his income for the taxable year charged. Two, the defendant failed to file a return at the time required by law, which is by Congress. Three, the defendant's failure to file the return was willful. So now, the first thing is, what you will find is, here's a penalty for 7203, a misdemeanor. No law, 6012, isn't told, isn't mentioned in the whole trial. They're not going to do it. They're not going to bring it forward. Here's the law because it's the law of Congress. And here's the regulation that sits underneath it. They're not going to tell you because it's a substantive or substantive, if you like to pronounce it that way, regulation. Why do they not like to do the regulations? Because most people can't get it. And it's hard. Agencies operate by regulations only. They cannot operate by statute, because to operate by statute is for a lawful government that has executive power of the United States. They have no executive power. They're flunkies. They have absolutely no executive power. They're hired guns. And we're going to break, and we'll be back in a minute with more of what really went on and what should have, what could have went on. But it didn't, but Snipes got off, and the other two obviously are toasted. We'll be back in a minute.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Bill. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show here, talking about the jury instructions, about the willful failure to file and the law that's there. It's a law of Congress, not a law of the United States, but it's there, and the regulations under it. And we have a caller. George, go ahead. They're out of Florida. Go ahead, George. You there, George?
Yeah. I just got a question. You know, you're about the citizen of the United States. I mean, you mentioned something in your previous show, like, why do you cap your letters on your driver's license instead of making a signature?
I'm sorry, why do I do what now?
Put your letter, put your name in caps.
Oh, the reason why I do this, see, I do things under the law of necessity. I deal with worthless money called FRNs that's going down the toilet as we speak. I don't have any choice. I don't have gold and silver. So I do these things under the law of necessity, and on the driver's license, I print the name that they use. It's not my true name. It's not my signature. It's Winterroad, comma, Ralph K with no period, Roman numeral 2. They love it. I like the heck out of it. It is not my signature, and I can swear on a stack of Bibles. That's a corporate guy. I'm not the there's ways in the UCC that a lot of people are trying to capture this guy, but it is a fiction in law. And it's the Roman civil law that they want me to go after this guy, and I'm not going to put my signature to validate it. That's the only reason why I do it. It's whether it gains me anything or not, I have a clear conscience. I didn't put my signature on it. I know what my signature looks like, and that's not it.
So basically, then, it's more like the straw man standing for the straw man.
It's like, hey, you want to see something that's not a signature? Have them tell me what it is. I know what it's not. Can't prove a negative.
So how does that help you in legal standing?
That's what I said. It's questionable whether it is or not. I am working on, and I've made it up, and we filed a couple of our actual status into the public record, and I'm going to be making that public here in the very near future. It took me a long time to where I feel comfortable that I would want to do something and not put it out there and get people in trouble. But it's about my status and my political status, who I really am, and my citizenship status, and my political status, and my birthright, which they can't take away. They can try everything they want, but my birthright is not going away, and they can say anything they want, but it is what it is.
Okay. So, did you ever get that publication done about the CPS contracts?
I've got a lot of these, all kinds of contracts on the CPS stuff, and I'm writing up a expose. I've just been really swamped here, and my scanner went west on me here. It's in for repair. But a lot of these things are going to be coming out here hopefully this year month, many of them.
Yes, because I want to turn that publication, if you get it, over to my state senator, because you don't believe there's contracts.
Well, I'm going to be putting it out with the snippets, and then I'm going to be, for the people that want I have to put on a CD because the files are too large to email. If you have Skype, I'll be putting them out, but I'll just, for a small donation fee, I'll put them on a CD, and here it is. Tell me it's not so. Read the whole thing.
Okay, Ralph.
Under their signatures.
Okay. Yes. All right, thank you, Ralph.
Well, thanks for calling. Anyway, we're back here talking about and by the way, these jury instructions for the willful failure to file are the same ones that was used by Sherry Peel Jackson, ex-IRS agent, and I hear the music. We're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned, and we're going to get into more of it. We won't cover it all, but it'll shock you, I hope.